What about Iceland?
Iceland is very good.
Why?
It is not icy, it is very green, that's why.
I
But I would
think
say,
the nature is pretty nice there.
yeah, and they have a lot of volcanoes.
Yeah. And waterfalls.
Yeah, and they have black sand, you know.
It's really cool.
It is cool. It is because of the, I think some high content of something. Because of that, there is it's so black. And they have a lot of natural springs because it's near the volcano, you know. So, you know, most of the greenhouses in Iceland are run by using the hot water from under the ground. Yeah. So they are using great amount of wait, there are horses in Greenland, Iceland?
Why does it have like so much hair?
Yeah, it looks like he will start like singing. He's the coolest. He's the coolest horse.
Yeah, this guy has like no hair. And this
Yeah.
guy's.
This guy looks very cool, but not like.
He looks like a country singer.
Yes. Exactly. But which country? I'm sorry. You know they speak different language?
They speak Icelandic, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, I know.
And it is different from other languages.
Yeah.
And you know they have like a horse riding culture there.
Really? So that's why their horses look so cool.
It's in every country. The official language of Iceland is Icelandic. Wow. A not Germanic language. Okay. Similar to Old Norse. Yeah, because a lot of Vikings, they first went to Iceland. And then they went to Greenland. And then they went to Canada. Yeah.
It doesn't seem that difficult, actually.
Okay. Cool.
Yeah. But it's not really worth it to learn.
I mean, Iceland is a big country with a million opportunities, big economy. How big is their economy, by the way? They're showing pictures instead of telling the numbers,
Of
okay?
course, yeah. I mean, look at the pictures. It's beautiful.
Why do you care about the economy? Just see the nature, you know? Just see the waterfalls. Come here. But I think the earning would be nice there. But I don't think the quality of life would be that good.
Really?
Quality of life in the sense, the sun is like
Not there.
the sun is there and not there at the same time,
Yeah.
so it rains a lot, and it is like in summer the day is like 20 22 hours long or something, maybe.
Yeah.
I'm not 100% sure. Isn't it like unhealthy for your body?
I mean, you can just put like big curtains, like thick big curtains on your window.
Really?
Yes, it's not really an issue.
Okay.
Right?
I don't know. I have never like.
I have, so.
Okay, cool. Then I think it is worth it. I said rich or richer? 9% of Iceland people live at the risk of poverty. Access to dentistry and mental health support can be challenging. Wow. So, guys, if you're a dentist, I think it is a good chance for you to move to Iceland for like a couple of years. Have some like good money, collect your money, and like just come back with a lot of experience and money.
That's true,
Average monthly salary is 5K. That's
yeah.
good.
5.5K.
Yeah,
That's
5.5
great.
is great. Yeah, I think so. It's good. I think, guys, you need to go there, please.
Yeah, let's populate Iceland.
Let's populate it so that they ban foreigners, okay? And then it will be like make Iceland great again. Mega.
Gosh.
It would be fun to see like a right-wing Iceland popping up, and they're like, you know, it's time we become Vikings again. We go outside and we take revenge on these people.
Yeah.
It would be funny.
Yeah, I think it's great.
The education is free till university.
Yes.
Yeah, I think it's worth it.
Yeah.
How much is the population?
Almost 400,000.
400,000?
Yeah.
For a small island, I think. Do you think it is good or bad?
I was expecting more, actually. Like
Really?
at least 1 million, yeah.
Really?
Yes. But
Okay.
like, it's fine.
You know, I actually want to go there just to see their the greenhouses. Because it's like a good piece of engineering. You go there and it's like, okay, you're warming the greenhouse with the use of this, and it's so cool.
Yeah.
It would be so enjoyable.
Okay, gardener.
I mean, isn't it interesting to you? Like, what is more interesting, huh? They're beautiful black beaches, they're like thousands of waterfalls, the green scenery, or the green lights. I
You
don't
mean the
think
Northern
so.
Lights?
Yeah, the Northern Light. I don't think so. I think the best thing, best thing to do there is the greenhouse.
I mean, you can do all of those things, not just the greenhouse. You can see the lights, you can see the greenhouse, you can see the sand.
Oh, we can go to the greenhouse in the night and
And see the
see the
lights through
lights
the greenhouse.
through the greenhouse. Beautiful.
Okay. Yeah.
I look like a greenhouse fanatic, you know?
Yeah, I think you are.
I don't think so.
Are you sure?
I think you're a greenhouse hater.
What?
Yeah.
No way.
Because you are a climate change denial and you think everything that starts with green is like pro climate change, you know?
Yeah. Actually, I've never had a greenhouse of my own.
I think most of the people don't have their greenhouse of their own, okay?
I mean, yeah, but even like a shared one.
I don't think people have shared a greenhouse.
Really? In Finland, people have. But it's not like a very common thing.
How does it work? Like the shared greenhouse.
I've never had one, but I think it's like for an apartment building.
So,
So
who owns the land?
I'm not sure, but they have like everyone has like a little like spot in the greenhouse for their own things. And then they can just use that, and that's it.
How big is the spot like? Oh yeah, you can plant one thing.
Yeah, I think you can plan maybe two things.
Really?
Yeah.
So like they're just playing greenhouse, greenhouse. That's it.
Yeah.
Is it for kids?
I don't know.
Or adults who still hasn't grown up?
What do you mean? What if they want
Like
to
they're
plant some?
mentally like plant something what?
Like some tomatoes?
Tomatoes, yeah.
Yeah.
Today I'm gonna make half. Only for me, not only for like my kids, only for myself.
Because I don't have enough.
Because I don't have enough, yeah.
Yeah.
But you know what? You can do that. You can have some chicken inside. They won't eat all the time, but you can have more chicken. And
Yeah.
you're like, oh, they're only in my space.
That's true, yeah.
And just like in the evening, you just open them. You're like, I think it is broken, you know? Just act every other day like, yeah, you're fixing it. Until they're mature enough and you just eat them. And you know, their shit is very healthy for the plants.
Really?
Ah, and they are very good wheat eater. Okay, and they are very good insect eater. So, yeah.
Okay, so I'm getting a greenhouse and some chickens.
Yeah, actually, it is a win-win situation. I don't know why people don't do this.
I think they just
It's
don't
yeah, I think they're very stupid.
know.
If you can just Google it, you can just find it on the first, second, or third search. But yeah, whatever. If you have a greenhouse, let's say right now,
Yeah.
what three things you will grow there?
I can choose anything.
Yeah. Not like a poisonous plant or
I don't even know the
something.
name right now of a
Okay.
poison plant, so I think I would grow some watermelon.
Okay, people are judging your skin color. Next. I'm sorry.
It's kind of hard to choose just three.
Yeah,
Like, I
that's
want to
why.
have everything.
Ah, that's why I go give three.
Actually, I like cucumbers a lot. So maybe I would plant some cucumbers.
Again, next.
I'm thinking something that I would want to eat like very often. Like I won't get sick of it.
Peas.
I don't really like them that like they're fine, but I don't love them. You like them?
Onion.
Onion is good, yeah.
I would say like the three best would be tomato, potato, and onion.
Potato is good. I should have remembered that actually. I love potatoes.
No, you don't love them. You don't love them. Okay, let's be honest. You don't love them. These three are the most useful.
They are, but you can plant anything. So why are you choosing the most basic ones?
Because they are the basic one, because they are the most versatile and useful. You know? How many dishes can you make with the potato? Like 1,000.
Yeah, that's why I left them.
You love them. So yeah, potatoes are so useful. And onion is so important to give the flavor. And I would say if I have another option, one more I can add, it would be chilies. Oh yeah, if you grow chilies by yourself, they taste so much better. Trust me.
Okay, I've
Yeah.
never tried.
And the plant is so small, like it would be this tall and it has chilies. It is full of chilies.
Well,
Yeah.
okay.
What if you go and buy land in Chile to plant some chilies?
Yeah, how much does it cost to buy some land there? Like, how much land are we talking?
I don't know, like, it depends. How much are you, do you want to grow? You know, some people say, like, if you want to grow, for a family to sustain, you don't need too much land, you know? Just like, 100 yard of your house is enough. Of land is enough to sustain, you know. So I think yeah, it's 100 200 yard is good enough for you to have basic vegetables, and you can put some chicken in these things, okay, and you're good to go. But like rice and flour you have to get from outside, because you know they take too much time and too much resources. Because they are really water extensive crops. Yeah. So it's very good. Actually, I was following a YouTuber and he was like, he started doing gardening and then he was into these vegetable things. People started following him and asking him questions, and he now teach people full time. He teach people how to do this in their own backyard in USA. School, right? And he grows a lot of things. A lot of things.
Like what?
Like squash is very, very famous in US. I don't know why. And potatoes, tomatoes, these things. You know loofah?
Oh,
How do
yes.
the loofah thing? So
I've
he
seen a
grows his
woman,
own
like,
thing.
she grows the loofahs.
Right, yeah. So it's so interesting. They are doing such great things. And it doesn't take too much time. He says like 3 to 4 hours a week, he just gives them and they are very good. And you know, like you're eating your healthy food, tasty food, and he says it's more tasty than the normal food.
Of course.
So yeah, it's crazy. So what he does is like, for example, he does not grow in the ground. So what he does is like, let's say he gets like a big box, a big trunk, okay, and he fills up with the soil. Okay, so there is a more soil in the same area. That's how you're able to grow more. Okay, so it's great work. I think I would be doing it in future because it would be awesome.
You should do it.
Have you eaten squash?
Actually, I don't think so.
Yeah, me neither.
I don't think I've ever even seen one, like, in real life.
It looks funny. It looks like a big pear with a pumpkin texture.
Do you think it would taste good?
I don't know how it is the taste. If the taste is a little bit sweetish, I think, oh my God, a sweet dish out of it would be awesome. It's a mild nutty flavor,
And silky
silky
texture.
texture.
Ooh.
Wow. I think I would like it, but in small quantity with a lot of meat. If you make meat with a little bit of this one to give flavor, nutty flavor, and the texture, it would be awesome. Okay, it is a blend of sweet potato and pumpkin. So I
That's
think
what it looks
sweet
like,
dish.
so.
So I think the sweet dish out of this would be much better, right? Or maybe a jam? I don't know.
I don't think so.
Why?
It doesn't sound like something.
Jammy.
I mean, is there like pumpkin jam? Or sweet potato jam?
I think in Japan they would have sweet potatoes, yeah, because you know they're crazy about sweet potatoes.
Really? I didn't know that.
Oh yeah, you don't watch anime.
Yes.
They are, trust me. Can you search it?
Okay. I mean, I don't know how it would taste. It's kind of a weird
I agree.
thing.
I don't see. I think the jams, which are famous, they're famous for a reason.
Of course, yeah.
Potato is famous for a reason.
Yeah.
You know, people say like potato actually come from South America, and then it's like everywhere. You know, it's like everywhere actually. Why? There is a reason why potato has been able to colonize all of the farmlands, and
Yeah.
nobody cares. You know. We all accept potatoes like, oh, they're like, has always been there in our farmlands. Yeah. You know, in North Korea, they have like a song about potatoes. It's like in the national anthem or something.
Yes.
Yeah. Why? North Koreans are colonized. This is a rare South American win. That is the, not rare, that is the only South American win. I'm sorry, I'm sorry. Yeah, only I think one of the reasons they're good in football is like a shape of a potato, like a really good potato. That is the reason. Yeah.
Okay, conspiracy theory.
Why are they good in football? Like so good in football. Like why? Why? What is wrong with them? Exactly. It's like because it
God.
looks like a potato, and tomato as well. Tomato is also from South America, people say. How were they eating before?
What
Like,
do you mean?
without tomatoes, without potato. Like, how were you making a pasta without a tomato sauce? How were you making a pizza without a tomato sauce?
They just didn't have.
Oh, wow.
It's crazy, right?
Oof, yeah. Yeah, so there are a lot of recipes now in Italian cuisine which are not using tomatoes. So why are they not famous?
People like tomatoes.
I think no. I think the
Why?
tomato one are the cheapest one. For example, the other one they are using a lot of cheese, and cheese is more costly than like just a tomato, right? And I think when Italy was colonizing other countries, okay, now you're a soldier, okay? You're working for the army, okay? Now you're imagine yourself as the general, okay? Now you don't want your cheese, which was aged for like 2 or 3 years, okay, to be sent by a ship. Where it can break, where it can fall down, or it will only be used by only high-ranking people, right? And the other normal people would be eating what? Just tomato soup and put some pasta in it.
That's true.
Makes sense, right?
Yeah.
And when these people are interacting with the normal people, they're eating the same thing. They're trying the same stuff. I think that is the reason. Why it was fame? I don't know. I'm not a. It's just a conspiracy theory, you know? Yeah. But I think this makes more sense. Like, why would you spend so much overseas? I want to eat a tasty pasta. Like, a lot of garlic and a lot of black pepper in it. Oh my God. It
I mean,
tastes
you can
so
make
good.
it.
Yeah, I can. But will I? Yes, we'll never know. So, what did you learn today? Like, if you had to come back to everything.
I learned that I think moving to Iceland is not a bad idea. Before, I was
Yeah.
not really considering
Yeah, me
it,
too.
but now I changed my mind just for the greenhouse.
Just for the greenhouse, not the salary. Yeah,
Yeah, of course,
totally.
yeah.
Money's not a big issue, right?
Yeah.
I would say, yeah, it is a good one. And if you're a dentist, I think you should actually try it.
Yeah.
I think it's totally worth it.
Yeah.
Wow. Even I want to visit for like a couple of months. Yeah,
Yeah.
maybe have my own greenhouse, maybe start selling some vegetables.
Yeah.
I can be like a farmer there.
Yeah. I mean, do you think there's a lot of competition?
I have no idea, actually. Like, until I don't know, I can't tell. But at the same time, you know, people in developed countries, they consume a lot of things and they waste a lot of food. So I think if there is an excess amount of food, I don't think it will be a big loss because they will eventually buy it and waste it. See, from economic perspective, it's very good, but from a environmental perspective, it's not that good. But maybe we can make like I don't know, like a bird feed. Like, okay, yeah, we can do an international bird feed thing. We grow some things and we make like a bird feed, and we give it to our listeners who want to train birds. And we are actually imagine in the most of the big cities there is a bird problem because of us. Oh my God, that would be so cool.
I think we should do it.
People are getting their socks are getting stolen. Nothing else. Socks are getting stolen. I don't know what is happening. It's like it's like a Batman level problem. Like, not the seriousness of the problem, but the level of problem is big.
Yeah.
Okay, but the seriousness is like it's so childish. It would be so cool, actually.
Yeah, I think it's a good idea.
So I think yeah, being a farmer would be a good idea then. Yeah, so I think Iceland is very good, and I'll be the best farmer, you know.
Of course, yeah.
Iceland, Iceland, Iceland. All
Yeah.
right, guys, have a good day. I hope you're doing well, and share it with your friends, your family, your loved ones. And if you don't like it, okay, share it with the people you hate.
Yeah, just with anyone.
Just with anyone, yeah.
Yeah.
Don't feel shy, just send it to the girl you want to talk, or the girl who don't reply to you.
Yeah, I think she will reply after that. So.
Even if she doesn't reply, it would be good for us. Just
I mean,
do it for us, man.
do it for the team.
Goodbye. Have a good day.
Bye.